During the organizational session Tuesday, the House will vote on those rule changes. Among them are provisions increasing the number of bills House members can file from 6 to 7 and reducing the number of proposed committee bills allowed. Flagler County Republican Representative Paul Renner will assume the role of rules chair and will play a key role in some of the new leadership's rules should they clear a vote.
Well, the idea typically behind a PCB is that it's something of importance to the House and the committee. The speaker has spoken about trying to get away from having agency bills or even bills that are supported by a particular lobbyist to come out as a PCB. And so the idea is quality over quantity. And, of course, having that additional bill slot for the members means that we won't necessarily see fewer bills, but we'll see more member bills and become a more member-driven process.
Another proposed change, Renner says, is giving bills more time in committee.
Keep in mind that every bill typically sees a few stops in committee where it can be amended. What we've already talked about is to open that up so that there's more time spent in committee. The speaker's also expanding out our subcommittee's duration from 3 to 4 weeks to a full 6 weeks. So there's going to be a lot more time spent on bills, more time for debate, more time for engagement.
If approved, the rule changes will also allow the Republican House leadership to deem certain amendments frivolous if they don't relate directly to the bill at hand.
By the time we get to the floor, doesn't mean you still can't have amendments, but there shouldn't be, you know, efforts simply to file amendments that are non-substantive just for dilatory purposes or grandstanding purposes. But if it's an amendment that, whether we agree with the amendment or not, if it's substantive, it's by definition not frivolous and will be permitted.
Renner, as the new rules chair, is who ultimately would make recommendations to the House Speaker on whether an amendment is frivolous. The speaker, which starting Tuesday will be Chris Sprouse, will make a ruling on whether there was a violation, Renner explains.
Where there is an amendment whose only purpose is to delay deliberation or to try to be, again, dilatory in purpose, then it can be deemed to be frivolous.
Also proposed is allowing the Rules Committee, helmed by Renner, to recommend time allotments for questions and debate on legislation. The rules revisions relating to debate and amendments are something Republican leadership say will drive efficiency in the process, but some Democrats aren't buying it and say it's a deal breaker. One of them is Orlando Democratic Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith.
The process of setting rules in the Florida House and the Florida Senate happens every couple years after the elections. It's typically a non-event. Not very controversial.
But that's not the case this year, Smith says.
Florida House Republican leaders have proposed a series of new House rules meant to silence the voices of Democrats who are in the minority. It dramatically limits the amount of questions on the House floor on legislation can be brought forward. It limits the amount of time there is for debate. And they've also made a declaration that they will rule any amendments as out of order that they regard as frivolous.
Smith is wary of what he sees as a lack of definition when it comes to amendments being deemed frivolous, especially when that determination is made by the opposing party.
They don't define what frivolous means, but we Democrats in the minority know exactly what it means. Any floor amendment that is filed by a Democratic member, they will decide as frivolous, they'll rule it out of order, and they will not give us a fair opportunity to participate in the legislative process.
To Smith, who represents one of Florida's most populous areas in Orlando, the ability to debate and ask questions of legislation is key to the process.
Well, it's really important as part of the legislative process that all elected members of the legislature, regardless of what party they are from, have an opportunity to ask questions on legislation that is going to impact the lives of everyday Floridians.
He sees the potential limiting of debate as silencing his constituents.
Silencing the voices of millions of Floridians who elected us to be their voice in Tallahassee. It's an unacceptable attack.
That's why Smith and other Democrats are pushing back on the proposed changes.
Democrats really had no idea that these attacks were coming. And without changes, I won't be voting for them. And I know that a number of other Democratic colleagues won't be voting for them either.
Smith says other than the rule changes he opposes, he doesn't see much difference from the previous year in how bills are put on the agenda. He would have liked to see changes to what he describes as a top-down leadership structure that he says stymies the ability for some legislation to have a chance.
I would have liked to have seen that change, where if a simple majority of members of a committee co-sponsored legislation, that bill would automatically be put on the agenda for a hearing, a debate, and a vote.
The House's organizational session kicks off at 11 a.m. Tuesday. I'm Ryan Daly.